102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're on with Lawrence this morning. Good morning, Lawrence. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hey, what's up?
All right, how you feeling, my man?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, you're looking for a pardon from Sandra. You guys were together for a while, but you did something to where that's not possible anymore. So let us know what happened and why you're seeking this pardon this morning, Lawrence.
Yeah, honestly, it's a little awkward. Yeah, I figured bring in the professionals, but you guys...
Just go for it, Lawrence. It's a safe space here.
Well, I mean, it's a hard one to talk about, but I basically, you know, was dating Sandra for a while, and I mean...
Lawrence, you're stalling, brother. Lawrence, you're stalling.
I started cheating on her with somebody at work.
At
work. Okay, the work
That's
life.
All bad.
And yeah, obviously, and that did not work out too well for you.
No, it didn't. I was feeling so bad about it, so I just ended saying Sandra, like, I didn't want her to know, and, you know, of course, what happens, but the new girl, like, it didn't last. It didn't last at all, and I've just been feeling like I really screwed up.
All right, man, just how bad was it? Yeah, Kimmy, go ahead. I want Kimmy to interrogate you, Lawrence.
So who's zooming who? You came on to your coworker, was the other way around?
I don't know. It was just that mutual thing. Like, you,
trick.
And you lied to your girlfriend's face, though, Lawrence?
Yeah, for a little bit. And then I just, like, every day I felt a little worse than the previous day. And then finally I just couldn't take it anymore and just ended
And so
it.
You left but Sandra. You didn't come to her and she doesn't even know.
No, she doesn't know. I just ended it for... It seemed easier than talking about it, you know, just a sheer avoidance.
Wow. But you got away with it seems like. Why are you coming back now?
Because the new chick didn't work out.
Well, I mean, I figure, you know, you guys can fix it, and I don't have to really do that much. Like, you can just do it.
We're not miracle workers, but we'll try.
Yeah, you jumped on out there, and the trampoline wasn't firm. Okay, here we go. I see what happened. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to come back with Sandra. Now, we got to hear her side of the story. We just can't take what you're saying for granted. So we're going to come back with Sandra, talk to her. You're going to get your chance to talk to her, and we'll see if you're going to be granted a pardon. How's that?
I mean, I will just say, if she's found someone else, you know, you have to break them up. So, no pressure.
Oh, really? Oh,
you this guy's asking for the whole form.
Right. Put the pressure on us.
The deluxe package.
Okay. Good morning, Sandra. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hi. Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, girl. Your ex is asking about you. You know Lawrence?
Oh, really?
I mean, yeah. Believe it or not, she's not befuddled.
I'm just kind of surprised, is all.
Yeah. We have a young man by the name of Lawrence that wants to speak to you this morning, but we want to hear from you first and ask what's going on. What happened with you guys?
Well, he broke up with me. I mean, he broke up with me kind of suddenly, and you know, everything was going fine. I thought, I mean, I was definitely shocked when it happened so abruptly, but I mean, yeah, he ended things and we haven't talked since. So
did he give you any reason why?
He just said it wasn't working for him anymore and that he was looking for something new. So that was really it. And I couldn't blame him for that. I mean, it's a bummer because we were together for 2 years happily, at least I thought, but you know, I mean, better to end it then rather than later on when it's
Sandra, you poor soul.
So, yeah,
and,
whatever.
And you had no idea. You didn't see anything coming. There were no signs or anything. It just came out of the blue.
Completely out of the blue, yeah.
Wow. Yep.
This one even hurts me, you guys. This one's even hurting me right now.
All right, well, we do have Lawrence on the line this morning, Sandra. He just wants to, if he can, say a few words to you, and we need you to think about what he's saying and possibly make a decision this morning. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Lawrence, go ahead, my man. You got the floor.
Yeah, hi. I'm sorry.
Hey, Lawrence.
I'm sorry this is so awkward. I'm calling to come clean. Like, I'm just, I need a, you know. If you can grant me a pardon, basically what I'm asking for. I was unfaithful when we were together, and that was why I kind of ended things abruptly, and I regret it.
Wait, why?
I started seeing somebody at work.
Oh, so you were cheating on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't even want to say it was, but yeah, it didn't last, and I've been regretting it ever since. And I just figured, what better way to do it than over the air and talk about it right on the radio with everyone listening, and maybe you would... You know, grant me a pardon.
Sure. Yeah, I'll grant you a pardon, I guess. I mean, I would have rather you have told me back when you broke up with me that you were cheating on me with whoever. I don't even know who. What was it, a coworker or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know her because that's what he said he won't say.
Right.
You know her.
Yeah. He's embarrassed.
I don't want to drag her into this on the air and everything. But
did you see any signs of, you know, being unfaithful, Sandra?
No, I mean, not at all. But honestly, I'm going to come clean, too.
Oh,
it's okay because I was doing the same thing.
Oh, no way.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Well, okay, a little twist in the story here.
All right.
So you were cheating, too. You were out there doing your thing.
Wow.
We thought we had a love triangle. We got a love square going on around here.
Yeah. There's a love hexagon.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Okay, so.
Obviously, we don't belong together if we were both cheating and doing our own thing. I mean, I was happy with you, but at the end of the day, sure, I'll grant you this pardon. You want to grant me one too?
I would do a double pardon.
Wow. Okay, double.
Okay.
This is new.
Y'all might as well get back together and swing at this point. I mean,
you guys truly do deserve each other. This is the happiest ending ever in a cheating scandal.
All right, so we have a mutual pardon, I guess, going on this morning. First time that ever happened.
Pardon. There we go.
Thank you guys so much for checking in. Thank you so much, Lawrence, for reaching out. We appreciate you guys. And obviously,
both of you guys keep it up.
Thank you, guys.
Birds of a feather.
You guys are good. Thank you.
All right, Bay Area, this is how it goes down every single weekday with Beg Your Pardon with your dream team. Go to KBLX.com to have your scenario played out. It's 102.9 KBLX, the best throwbacks and R&B.